A 34-year-old Innisfil man has been sentenced to 16 months in jail for a day-long driving rampage that saw him first injure a young child and then require first responders to extricate him from his vehicle after it crashed. Peter Sipian, 34, pleaded guilty in a Barry courtroom on Monday to a string of charges relating to three separate incidents, but were primarily focused on 2 8-hours apart where a 9-year-old child and Sipian were fortunate to escape with relatively minor injuries. "It seems like he just likes to drive badly," opined Ontario Superior Court Justice J.J. Douglas, who was trying to ascertain the circumstances behind two car crashes just a few kilometers apart that were caused by the same individual. "He realizes it's only good fortune no one was killed," said defense counsel Danielle Gendron, who was standing in for Sipian's regular lawyer, Martin Montes. Court heard evidence that Sipian suddenly accelerated through the intersection of Innisfil Beach Road and Webster Boulevard on August 24, 2024. A 9-year-old child was struck and suffered a leg injury that required about 2 weeks to fully heal. Sipian fled the scene, but was found a short distance away. Released on an undertaking, police later found him 8 hours unresponsive in his overturned vehicle that had come to rest in the ditch beside a tree. Court heard that police were alerted to Sipian's second crash because of an automated iPhone notification. Emergency crews managed to free Sipian from the vehicle as he was regaining consciousness, court heard. The second crash was near the intersection of Innisfil Beach Road and the 25th Side Road, about a 5-minute drive from the scene where the child was struck. Rushed to Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, in Barrie, Sipian suffered wrist and spine injuries. His medical condition prevented him from being adequately tested for impairment and he did not plead to driving under the influence charges, despite evidence that Sipian smelled of alcohol. In the end, Sipian pleaded guilty to 7 charges, including 3 counts of driving while prohibited, 2 counts of dangerous driving, failure to comply and failing to stop at the scene of a collision. 6 months earlier, police spotted Sipian driving without his lights turned on along a different stretch of Innisfil Beach Road. After stopping Sipian, police discovered that he was driving without a license in relation to a 2022 impaired charge. Sipian apologized for his actions. "I'm very aware of the damage I've caused," he said by video from Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene, where he has been held in custody since the crashes. "This will haunt me for the rest of my life." Sipian, who court heard has struggled with addiction issues since his teens when he was prescribed painkillers to treat kidney stones, has 162 days left to serve. He will be on probation for 18 months upon completion of his sentence. Douglas tacked on a 3-year driving ban, but warned Sipian that he should expect a further suspension from the Ministry of Transportation over and above that imposed by the court. "You won't be driving for a long time," Douglas said in his final remarks to Sipian before he was led away back to his cell at CNCC. "If you don't address your issues, you're going to end up right back in court," the judge added.